Hi, everyone. You're listening to In the Open, a podcast by Mental Health America, where we talk all things mental health related.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to In the Open. You're here with Teresa and America.
Hi, guys. How's everybody doing?
And today we are going to talk about I Can't Get Over the Past, which is about a lot of things related to mental health. I think we originally talked about it being related to forgiveness.
Yeah, but I would say attached to anything that kind of weighs you down, right? That you may not necessarily know that it's weighing you down, but it's part of recognizing whatever's happened in the past to then move into a place of being able to say, why can't I get past that specific time, issue, situation, whatever.
After we talked about forgiveness, I actually also was reminded of the way that our brains can get stuck. Like if you're ruminating and you're thinking about the past over and over and over and playing that situation over and over too, that's kind of a weird thing that happens with us.
Yeah. Like, as humans, not me and Teresa.
No, or even particular to mental health challenges, right? Like we talk a lot about ruminating. Ruminating is a word that we hear in mental health, where people get stuck on the thought.
Yeah.
And it plays out either like the moment plays out or the story or the feelings of the situation plays out over and over and over. And it makes it just constantly reminds you of these experiences. And that's really unique to mental health.
I guess I would somewhat agree with that because it's not in any way only relatable to people who may be dealing with mental health stuff. I think it's something that many people struggle with. But we don't, as individuals, we sometimes don't have the capacity to really explore why we can't get over something. Yeah. And we don't recognize that it's holding us back.
For sure.
That's where I'm coming at it from.
Okay.
Okay. So it's a little different, right?
I think one is, it's like, yes, there's like the personal experience and like what happens when we kind of are in the space. But I guess part of me too is like, outside of the emotional process of it and the experience process of it, I know that at certain times it feels like your brain can also get fixated on something like a tick that you can't let go of. And sometimes I've just wondered if like, do all brains get fixated in the same way that people with mental health challenges get fixated on things? And that's why we struggle worse, right? Like some people, it seems like they can have bad things happen and they kind of just bounce out of it. And it makes you feel like like people who struggle with mental health problems, it's an added layer of guilt. Like, why can't I get over this? Like, why do I feel like I fixate on this thing over and over and over and I replay it over and over? Does that make sense? And it's not related just to the traumatic experience.
It does make sense.
It's like, why does my brain do this?
It does make sense. You describe like two separate kind of things to me. At least that's the way I'm seeing it, where you, as an individual living with mental health issues, whatever that X issue is, maybe we kind of like hone in on it more and it becomes a little more overwhelming because it's an added layer to our experience already. And then on the other side, it's like on a normal functioning basis, there are things that in general, we may not be able to get over. But because we're not able to get over that, it may lead us to then experience depression and anxiety. So it's kind of interconnected.
Yeah.
At some point, they cross paths.
Let's just start talking about then when people just feel like they can't like go or like think about the past. What's happening there?
I would imagine that the first place that people get to is feeling whatever emotion you felt at that time, mm-hmm. whether that was fear, anger, sadness, whatever emotion. Mm-hmm. And you're not able to actually process positively. Okay. And I say that with intention because I think most often when we have something happen to us, any situation, it doesn't have to be some major life event. It's like even you and me arguing, you know, something small like that could make me feel like I don't have value or whatever. So every time I then get into an argument, I feel the exact same way. And that's where I question myself, well, why do I feel that way every single time? Even though I may not be arguing with Teresa, but I'm arguing with my friend. So it goes back to my needing to explore where those feelings come from. But that takes time. I think that's somebody kind of has to maybe help guide you through that path, because it's hard to do it on your own. Because for me, I have the tendency to go back to the negative thought and be like, oh, well,
yeah, it's
this.
Like, I feel like when I've been, there are times when I can't get over the past, and it's because something happens that's so big that it's
so hard. It has to be big.
So it feels very big, and it feels very hard to process. So okay, that makes sense, right? Like, I'm trying to work through all of the stuff in the meeting, the meaning and like all that, and then regret. And there's so many feelings. So like one event carries a lot of big feelings, a lot of confusing feelings, a lot of questions, feelings like guilt or grief, mm-hmm, like asking a lot of why questions,
yeah,
like why did God make this happen? Or why would X person not love me? Those are big questions. I feel like those kind of life situations lead to like longer periods of not being able to ruminate, maybe because like so much of it ties to who we are, or like.
So let me ask you a question. So you're talking about like these, those are big questions that, yeah, you're saying, right? But if you and I were to argue,
yeah,
which for me is not something big.
Yeah.
Is that something big for you?
So then you're talking about, yes, in my mind too. Yeah, definitely. I can get super fixated and replay moments, mm-hmm, over and over and over. So it's interesting because both situations, there is an element of resolution.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you can't get past something until you feel resolve,
yeah,
some solution, something.
Something's, it's been tied.
A need.
Yeah.
I needed something, an answer, and it was met. Like, I have my answer.
Yeah.
Or I needed healing, and I found the thing or what I needed to say to heal and to move along. But until you had that resolution, if you don't have it,
yeah,
you're
feel
stuck.
Like you're stuck.
You're stuck.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. I hadn't thought about it in that way. But now that you say it, what comes to mind is this idea that you and I have talked about being able to say what you need, right? And most people don't have the capacity to clearly say
the practice.
Yeah, the practice. I need this from you.
Or from myself.
Yeah.
Or life.
Yeah. So when we don't even have that
habit,
skill and that habit,
yeah,
then we don't even know that we actually are looking for a resolution. So you're kind of going in circles.
Or treading water.
Yeah.
Is just what it feels
to
like.
Yeah, yeah,
to ruminate in the past, yeah, feels like I'm just treading in my own sorrow and the story of what happened without realizing that I needed to swim to the shore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very good visual.
I just made it up. because it does. And it almost feels like you're drowning in the past, right? The past,
yeah,
like suffocates you and it's so miserable. And you're right. Like at some point, I had to learn how to identify what it was that I needed, because that need eventually gave me something to hold as what I needed to go get.
Yeah.
Either having a conversation with people or saying, you know what? I was never going to get what I needed from X people. So I needed to learn how to let it go,
yeah,
and forgive, or like forgive myself, or, you know, and once the transition shifted, I think that was a pathway towards learning how to get myself from being unstuck. It's funny because I think a lot of the things that you Google, when you Google, like, I can't get over my past, I think some of those things are spot on, right? Like forgiving, being in the moment.
Well, I would imagine that you also have to think about it in the same way that when we talk about like illness and wellness, right? This flow and this spectrum of experience. Because if we use the example of like getting into an argument, for some people, that could be very minor. But for others, it could be like a really big deal. So the experiences that we have, we also have to, I think, also consider there may be very big experiences. Like there's some trauma or something that you may not even be able to process and haven't been able to process for a very long time. And with the help of of very trusting people, you can kind of go through the motions of understanding, oh, wow, the fact that I didn't have friends when I was young continues to be an issue for me, and I don't know how to do X, Y, Z now.
Totally. You know? You're reminding me of this thing that happens where with things that become meaningful, because you're right, like they don't have to be, they don't have to be big. What sucks about people are like, they're like, get over it. But yeah. You're like, your experiences are your own. And sometimes yeah. The smallest event that happened can carry a lot of meaning.
Yeah.
Because that was the experience I had for you. But I like what you said, that sometimes with these events that you can process them and start to unpack them, which we'll talk about, like finding support and how to do that. But one of the things you said was that it can find a way of sneaking out at other times in our lives where you realize, oof, like I haven't gotten over
yeah. That
past. And sometimes like something will make me feel a certain way and it will just be like a smell or a way somebody yeah. Says something. And it just makes me feel like I'm six again yeah. Or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And I realize like when I'm better at practice, I will snap and explode. And then afterwards I'll reflect and go, why did I do that? And I'll be able to be like, oh wow, it was totally because what that person said or did made me feel like it unpacked this past hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I gotta go apologize. But then I'm better able to realize this is why I'm reacting that way. Like, okay, hey, you know what? I'm still like dealing with this hurt.
That's yeah. Interesting. That's why, yeah. Like you have to, when you talk about the skill and a habit, it is about creating for yourself the ability to tap into that. And in part, it is about forgiving yourself.
Or forgiving the past.
Yeah. Forgiving the past, forgiving others. Mm-hmm. Because it's a weight. If you're talking about like you're treading water, yeah. Right? And if you're consistently treading water and then all of a sudden there's like additional weight that's tapped onto you, it's harder to do that. And it's going to weigh you down.
You're drowning in
yeah.
it. Yeah.
So for me, it's about being able to take that weight off. And part of that is being able to process and say, I don't know why this happened.
Yeah.
I'm never going to be able to get a response from whoever.
I like that we call it processing, because a lot of people who want us to forgive and let it go say that. They're like, just forgive it and let it go, which feels weird for some people. Like it felt weird for me. It felt like it was diminishing or minimizing my experience.
Yeah. If I could let it go, I'd just let it go.
Yeah, duh. Great. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for your great advice.
Yeah. I'll just drop a pin mm-hmm. In that. Yeah, huh? Great. Yeah.
But to be able to heal from it, we have to process through it.
Yeah.
And I never liked the phrase forgive and forget. Like, because letting it go doesn't mean that it doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
Or that I won't remember it. Maybe forgiveness means something different for different people. Maybe we talk about what it means for you. But like forgiveness for me means I'm going to say it's okay for me to not be burdened by it anymore. Yeah. What do I have to tell myself so that not forget it, but work through it, accept it? Some people might call it let it go. I just didn't like that word. I don't know why.
I am not a person that forgets. So for somebody to be like, forget it, it's like, I'm not going to forget it.
Mm-hmm.
I know under no circumstance am I going to be able to forget it. What I am going to be able to do is put it on the shelf and be like, I've dealt with you. It's done. I'm no longer going to allow you to weigh me down.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Put it on the shelf.
Yeah.
Like, it's not my backpack. It's on the shelf.
Yep. It's there, you know. And sometimes, for me, visually, it helps me to think about, okay, it's there. I've had that experience. And in my worst moments, when I will automatically go back to that experience that was hurtful or whatever, I'd be like, remember, it's on the shelf, dude. You popped it up there because you've worked on it. So think about what worked to help you be able to put it on the shelf.
Totally.
But man, that takes time.
And practice
and patience.
Because another way to think about I can't get over the past is like saying like, I haven't healed, right?
Yeah.
I haven't healed. And maybe saying the words like, I can't get over the past is taking on this expectation that other people have of us where we need to pick ourselves up by our bootstraps and get on with life.
Yeah.
But if you were like, well, you have to heal, like that just feels more like what it is.
Yeah. there is this idea of like when you have like you cut your skin or something or whatever, you put a Band-Aid on it, you're putting a Band-Aid on it so that it won't get infected, right? And you want to keep it clean so that it will heal and it will heal well. And I think for most often people don't allow our hurts to heal well. So they end up becoming just these scars that we carry.
Festering.
Yeah.
Wounds.
Yeah. And because it's easier for most people to tap into the negative feelings of things.
Yeah.
Then we're just like, oh yeah, I remember this. When I was 6 years old, you forgot to do X, you know? Mm-hmm. And you're like, wow, man, what happened that you can't let that go? You can't forgive that person? Can't you forgive yourself? So it does take time for you to be able to process. And for me, processing is done by talking to people. Like I have to be able to talk to people, tell them how I feel, have them listen to me, even though it's like the 75 millionth time that I'm talking about this thing, and have them in some way validate my experience.
You need to be heard.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely right. Because if we follow that wound metaphor, so it's actually really useful because you can think of like a bandage or a hurt that's covered and it's wet and it just never heals because you don't air it out.
Yeah.
And it's very true that if you're swimming, when I'm swimming in my own thoughts about whatever happened at the beginning, especially almost rarely was it healthy or good. I just rehashed all the ugly parts and probably made it worse by like adding my own flair,
yeah.
You know? So it's not until you release the pressure of letting the story out that it's just outside of you.
Yeah.
And like a lot of people, I mean, I think this is the power of storytelling, the power of AA. Like you go and you are vulnerable and you finally tell the big secret and you realize like everybody carries secrets.
Yeah.
And you're released from carrying that hurt. It's a really, it's freeing.
You know, right now where we are in terms of the season of the, of, you know, the year, we're coming to an end. We're coming to the beginning of a new year. And many people, including myself, I start thinking about like, dude, what did I do this year? You know, what happened this year? What I want to do for next year? And it's a very good place for you to really look at what you want to do for yourself. And if part of that is healing from whatever you've dealt with, to be able to move into a space of healing and feeling better.
Yeah. It's like, and I think asking the question, because resolutions are seem so much like, yeah, oh, go get exercise or go do this thing. But it's like, who do I want to be,
mm-hmm,
like as a person? And am I there? And what are the few things I want to do to take care of myself or be the person that I want to feel like? I think that's nice.
It is nice. It's, I think too often people are bombarded with this idea that you have to have like these life altering things that you want to do. I'm going to lose 20 pounds, you know, I'm going to start school again. And it's too much.
Yeah.
And as humans, we don't have the capacity, I think, to make humongous change happen in a matter of days.
Yeah.
That's just not the way that things naturally work. It takes time for us to be able to move through and actually hold on to the change that we want to, right? So that's about habit making.
Yeah. So processing through and letting things go, like some people don't have other people.
Yeah.
What are other ways people can let go of the story,
mm-hmm,
or process the story besides finding a friend?
If you don't have a person that you trust that you can do that with, I think you can also go online,
mm-hmm,
and share anonymously. Nobody has to know it's America telling her story out there, but it's me telling my story and getting that gunk out.
Yeah. Do you think journaling works for people?
Yes. You know, I'm a huge journaler.
Are you really?
Well,
I didn't know that.
I love writing, but I haven't had a journal because I inevitably put it down. But at one point, I used to like write a lot.
I think that's why people like blogs,
yeah,
and YouTube, because it feels like vlogging or video,
yeah,
because it feels like being able to tell your story to an audience, even though you're not sure who the audience could,
yeah,
or might be.
Yeah.
That might be it. That's an interesting thing, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Go create a podcast.
Why not? The tools are there for people.
Yeah.
It's true. We should do something. We do do things around storytelling all the time.
Yeah, all the time. It's our whole fight in the open, you know?
Yeah.
Like, go out and tell your story. Your story has value.
Yeah.
Even if you think that it doesn't have value, it has value.
And the value right at the get-go is so you just don't have to fester in your own story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely. There are other creative ways to get to express yourself. You know, art, poetry, music. You know, there are a lot of folks that work with us here at MHA that are artists that are using their music to go out and share their stories.
So the answer to not being stuck in your past is processing it. Find your way to work it out. But the one thing we don't want to do is fester in it.
Yeah. Process.
And fight in the open.
And fight in the open. And have patience. Have all patience right. with yourself.
Have patience.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Next time.
See ya.
Bye.